Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
You ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can't do it.
Tell me what I can and cannot do.
But it's always right when I'm like big breath in, about to okay, and then you just give me a cheeky little and it just pops my bubble. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Good start. Good raucous start to the pod. Speaking of raucous, you took a minus 24. So
yeah, well,
how'd that go?
It was great. I got 57 minus 24, so I got 33. It's fine.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's not that bad.
It's crazy how little it mattered.
I don't care.
You went down 79,000. That's like not that much.
I got some new guys in, and I had a fun new experience watching new guys disappoint me. Mm-hmm. And just like Death and Taxes, Keenan Davis, third on my bench, just gets points because she's an absolute hero, legend. For the first time in maybe like 6 game weeks, I didn't actually get him off my bench.
That's the downside of the minus 24, I guess. You love to see him coming in and just
doing it. Yeah, that's the thing you hate to see. But, you know, you love watching Keenan play because he's so good. I love mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, some things work, some things didn't work. After the pod, I got really, really concerned by, you know, this is fine dog about Jota. So I just was like, I'm not going to even
Oh, yeah, you snuck that in without me even knowing.
In the morning, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not dealing with this. Like, if I do a minus 20 and then my fucking Liverpool player doesn't play, like, I'm not facing that world.
Yeah. Also, there's no difference between a 20 and a 24. Like, once you're over the edge, it doesn't fucking matter.
Once you're, like, insanely high, getting a little more high, there's no difference.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So I brought Mane in, and I captained him because I was just getting the tinglings about it. Because I was like, yeah, why not? And it didn't work, so that's great by me. And, yeah, Dean got points. You know, some guys scored, some guys didn't score.
Mane had only, like, 50 chances to get you points, so...
I didn't even want to look at the underlying stats. How many shots did he have? Like 7 or something?
I didn't look lot. I mean,
he had too many shots for me to count.
I didn't like listen to pot. I was so, that was the worst way to start the weekend for me. Saturday morning, Liverpool nightmare. I was just in a fucking mood for the rest of the weekend. But someone tweeted after the game, like, the maddest thing of all after that game is that the hardest chance in the game was Mo's goal, like the third minute.
It wasn't even a chance.
It was just like a turn and
hit. It was
hit.
A snap. Yeah,
and then
thing.
The
yeah.
rest of the game was just 1,000 chances yeah. that were fucked.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
Death by 1,000 fuck me's.
So, yeah, so it was fun. I never have done it before, and I'm going to probably do it again before yeah. the season's over. Maybe this week.
I think the most I've taken is a 16 before, like, a think, game week yeah. 37 double.
I've never gone over 12.
Yeah. I've been known to pop off a little harder, but I'm yeah. happy for you to join the party.
How'd you look this week? You did it. You've been good. You're good at this game now.
Yeah, Jeff reminded me that I used to be really good at the end of the season. Remember that used to be a thing.
You were good last year. You're good
was
at the
I?
End of the season. Yeah.
I just assumed the last 2 years I was just dog shit the whole time. I don't really remember, but yeah, I mean, I'm flying. I went up another 120K. So I'm up to 684. If fucking, you know, Vardy had the best scoring chances, no question, of, you know, between him and Iheanacho today, if he scored, I would have been even flying even harder, or if I kept in Iheanacho, but didn't really consider that. But yeah, I got a lot of points. The triple Chelsea clean was great. Pereira's been... That was like a masterstroke by me. He's been good for me.
You got on for 2 pens in 3 games. Sometimes that's how it goes.
Penalties are just OP yeah. in real life and in fantasy, and it's yep. just not fair. I mean, I was thinking back to preseason when people were asking about Pereira, which always happens. Everyone's excited about the promoted sides and shit, and my comparison was Buendia, and I was like, no, he's just not going to be relevant because, you know, they're similar players, the teams are so fucking bad, like, blah, blah, blah. But pens, that's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, with him, he's sitting on 15 returns, which is, I mean, almost 1 and 2.
Yeah.
What does he have, like, 4 open play goals?
He has 4 pens, 5 open play goals.
So he has 5 open play goals and 4 pens. Yeah, I mean, you know, he doesn't have pens. He's a non-entity. He's like a... just a bad player, yeah, bad pick. Yeah. But with pens, you know, you look at 15 returns, he attacks on a couple more.
Yeah.
Very serviceable option. I mean, he's, you know, he was at 6 to begin the season with.
Yeah.
The issue with it is that, you know, when you're relying on the pens, you never know when they're going to come, and the fixtures yes. are kind of irrelevant.
Yep.
Not irrelevant, but, you know, they're obviously less likely to get a pen when they play City than right. they are when they play, you know, dog shit team. But, you know, it's those kind of picks. Sometimes they just come in when you need them for a few weeks.
Yeah,
and
just
that's
the
a good
first
job,
off the bench, cheap, yeah. nailed pens. Like, that's good.
Yeah,
those are good. If someone ticks all those boxes, like, that's a really good guy
yeah,
for
Sunday. That's
bench.
Why people were getting Jorginho earlier. You know, it's like, even though he's, I mean, he obviously has no chance of scoring a goal on open play, but it's the same concept. Like, he's 5 million, and, you know, if you have pens, yeah. you know, you don't need, you know, you get a pen here or there, and then all of a sudden you got like an 8 or 9 pointer, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that's right. a good job by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been solid for you.
He's been really good. I'm continuing my rise. I'm in by far the best position I've been in all season. I didn't even
dude, you saved.
I saved, and I still have Kane and Son.
Yeah, you're good.
So I have 2 frees, and my team is fucking mint. Like, my starting 11 is unbelievably good.
Yeah,
so
you're in good shape.
I'm just gonna probably like make
just
a weird sideways move and just float the other or something, just I'm good to go. So that's a good place to be in, I guess.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Let's talk about the league. So there is one game week left in April. There was some controversy about that because if the game week starts in April, that's how we've always done it. So
yeah, of course.
Friday
no controversy.
Well, people just didn't know. You know, Brian out here in first place, New York Groove FC, Brian Whitley.
Knows.
He was like, is the game week, it's a mug over? Yeah. And I was like, no, sorry. And he was pissed.
Yeah.
So he's in first. Jonas Kuhnwald, a.k.a. Paul Oladipo Medji is in second, and Magic Money Tree FC, aka Sean Williams, in third, and the shout out to the leader of the FML Field Public League, Michael Atkins, aka Pedro's Hombres. I told you Nom 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 was fading, and Nom 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 dropped all the way down to 5th, so hate to see it.
Nom 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 anymore.
Hate to see it. Yeah. So where do you want to start, brother?
I don't know, man. It's fun.
I also don't know.
What's fun to talk about?
We got some questions about beach teams, which might be just an interesting conversation in general.
The beach? Okay, let's go to the beach.
I mean, you live near the beach.
It's not, beach. Not wrong.
So it's almost summer. Everyone's going to go to the beach, you know. Chucky Norwich, he said...
Equally as close to the beach.
Huh?
You probably live equally as close to the beach.
Yeah, except mine takes like an hour to get to and yours takes like 10 minutes.
That's the difference.
Chuck Norris said, with Leeds apparently tightening it up and seemingly no longer the best fixture, who should we be trying to target? Sheffield and West Brom seem obvious, but how about the beach clubs? And then Fat Brian, he said, following on from my colleague Chuck Norris, the question, are Wolves the most on-the-beach team or Southampton? Are there so many beach teams that it's actually counterproductive for fantasy? I mean,
colleague. I like that a lot.
Yeah, colleague is colleagues. Really good.
In Discord, we're just colleagues.
Everyone's a colleague. Another. Yeah, yeah. They're all colleague. Like employees for the pod.
The beach teams are plentiful in this moment.
There's so many. Like. There's so
many. The Burnley Wolves game was.
Stormy. What happened?
Wolves just bent over and got absolutely railed. It was nuts. Cody doing. If Cody has to one-on-one defend.
Oh.
It's an actual
yeah.
clown show. It's just, he gets pulled both. It's like he's a 9-year-old.
When
with two
he was
left
a kid, he was a good defensive mid prospect for Liverpool. And his, you know, his range of passing is incredible. Yeah, and his reading of the game is really good. And then he just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
too
if you,
slow,
if,
unagile.
If,
yeah. Like, yeah,
if he's dribbled at, he and he's back going back, he's fucked. He might as well just sit down.
So fucked. It's yeah, it's rough.
They just
it's
they
like
just
Jack
didn't function
Yelka or something. Yeah. Yeah,
they just didn't function at all. So, but I mean, Wood obviously yeah. Burnley didn't like. Burnley weren't creating loads of chances. They just finished the few that they did create, but
they were like nicking were the still, ball off of the last man and having yeah. like 2-on-0s and shit. It
yeah.
When you look at the I mean, timing still, chart on Understat, which sometimes is entertaining to look at, that both teams are basically doing nothing first 20-ish minutes, and then yeah. Wolves continue Burnley. To do nothing, and then Burnley just explode with like four yeah. gigantic chances.
Yeah. So Wolves. It's still a hard thing with Wolves because we're like conditionally trained over the last few years to see them as like a very defensive, like bad,
tough
whatever
out.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough team. But they might have just like given up on Nuno and they have too many players out to like compensate for. Like I
right.
mean, with Neto out, they have like one less out ball and, you yeah. know, Johnny out with Ait Nuri and he just feels lightweight and, you know, Semedo's terrible. They just have a lot of bad play. And then what the fucking Moutinho, right? He's been out for a couple, or is it Neves? Which one I always get the most
Neves. I think he has
yeah, he's,
COVID or
I think
something.
He has COVID. Yeah, he's been out. Like they're all of a sudden you look at their team and they're missing like well, six of their projected starters for game week one and they don't have replacements.
Right.
You know?
And there's so many factors that go into like a team being on or off the beach and we don't know most of them. We're not privy to that kind of stuff. But I also feel like it...
Neves played last game. It was Moutinho.
Oh, it was Moutinho.
Who missed. Yeah.
I feel like it started when they went down. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they went into that game and just like, here you go. Like, freebie all the way. You know, for the first 20 minutes, it was competitive. There was, like, a potent half chance. It was, like, fine. You know, whatever. Neither team was doing anything special. I feel like once they went down and then looked around and were just like, what the fuck are we doing? They can't come from behind when things are going well, you know? And it's just, like...
Well, you normally don't come from behind when things are going well. Because you're winning.
You know what I mean? I meant, like, when the team is playing well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
you know, they go down 2-0, you know, two goals within 5 minutes or whatever. I feel like that's when they began to just give up and fuck up and blow everything, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. They can't score two goals in a game.
No.
Like, that's not this team. So, yeah. when they... Yeah, if they give up two early goals, the fucking game is well gone.
Yeah.
Wolves, yeah. So, I think... The Wolves, I mean, the good thing that also we'll have here is that they play West Brom this week. So, obviously, we're not, like, bringing in West Brom players, but
Pereira,
we'll get a
baby.
Better idea. Well, no, I mean, you know, but no, we'll get no, a better no. idea of how they're looking.
Yeah.
Because they do have, like, Spurs and Everton and Man United to finish the season off. So, that could be, you know, those could just be, like, some joke games. But
yeah.
I think we'll see a lot of, you know, what if they're still playing for Nuno. Because,
right.
I mean, the noise is getting louder that
yeah,
they're going to chicken him.
It
which,
is.
You know, you like him a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that would be fantastic for them. I think they should do that, but we'll see.
Well, so yeah, there's a
depends
lot
how many
of
Portuguese
teams.
Players he can pick. Probably.
There's a lot of teams in that middle chunk of the table that have a less than 1% chance of, you know, making Europe and a less than 1% chance of getting relegated, and that's just beach territory, beach
so, I
central.
Mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know why we're getting big on Wolves, but oh, because Burnley, right? But I mean, we're looking also obviously at my team, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Today, just fully in
first half, totally competent. They weren't good, but they were competent. But second
difference
half, oh my
trouble.
God. Oh
did not
my
show
God.
Up to play.
That was a joke.
There's a difference between competent and not. I mean, we're bad. You know, we've been bad for a long time.
Yeah.
And Woy does the things of just like fucking eight men, just whatever. And then we try and like, you know, outlast and just last ditch do shit. But we should have given up four today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just a bad team with a lot of really bad players. So I think definitely targeting us is very intelligent.
Yep. I like that.
Who else do you see? Southampton?
Well, some other teams that are in this part of the table
Burnley
are
still,
also
I think.
Clearly not beached, I think. And I think Leeds is a good example, right? They're just mid-table.
They're still trying hard,
but they,
Bielsa well.
Just wouldn't accept that.
Yeah.
Like if someone doesn't
they'll
like,
just make a sub on the 10th minute.
To the 10th minute. You're fucking bombed out not playing again this season. Might sell you because you're fucking
sub.
Shit. You know? So like you can't do that under Bielsa, which I love, obviously. Arsenal are a fucking mess. I don't know what they're like.
Arsenal are a mess.
They're Europa League
but
only.
But not targeted. But you don't target
them. You don't
Arsenal.
Target them. You don't target
That's
them.
That's a difference.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I mean, I still think Burnley are targetable.
Like definitely they, agree with that. A million percent agree with Burnley.
Yeah, they kept a clean versus Wolves. Before that, they just never keep cleans anymore for a long time.
No, because again, we keep talking about this, but they've been pushing the line up and they're slow and, you know, they just can't recover. Getting in behind them is just fucking hilarious. It's so easy to do as long as you have a somewhat competent team.
Their last clean before this Wolves game was game week 25, 0-0 against West Brom. So that just shows like where they're at. And I mean, winning 3 points is just more reason to not give any more fucks. Like it plays into it. So
yeah.
You know, Newcastle still suck. I still think they're targetable in terms of, you know, they're going to concede tons of chances and let you have the ball for 80% of the game or whatever.
They've been tough this year to peg, dude. I feel like all year with them, they've like not given up a lot of goals when we expect them to. And then they pull out like very weird, good performances. Like,
right.
I feel like we've been on the wrong end of
Maybe
Newcastle
it's the
more than
keepers
once this year.
Are really good.
Yeah, Darlow was good beginning.
Like, Darlow was really good at the beginning of the season,
he
and now Dubrov is good.
They've been, like, in crisis, and I feel like we haven't really, like, exploited them in fantasy that much. Like, I don't feel like we've had, like, captains against Newcastle and been like, oh my god, that was great. I feel like they've just been, like, fucking us or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of one, but, yeah, you're kind of right. It's been a while
up, like,
since they've gotten like
four
thumped.
Or five all game. All I mean, year, really, they had one
the,
game
honestly,
once
the,
all year.
The blank game week when Brighton fucked them 3-0. That was the last time I remember being like, we're targeting Newcastle, they're trash, and like we actually took advantage of it.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, I mean,
I think that's about it though. So but we got like four or five teams there. I mean, Sheffield United, obviously, you can throw them into there anyway you want it, but. I mean, West Brom is still kind of like a mad team. They're still like playing. I don't know. They're expressing themselves.
I said this on the last pod, and I stand by it now. Is like, I prefer attackers against West Brom way more than defenders because
they attack.
They attack relentlessly. Yeah. Like they don't care. You know, and Pereira and Cal Rob at left wing. Why not?
Yeah.
Like we're going for it. You know. So
yeah, definitely.
So I like that a lot for attackers.
Yeah. I agree.
Keenan basically ending their season. I wonder how that'll go. Any like 1% chance of not getting relegated is basically just Keenan the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Good player.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. I mean, Southampton, we didn't mention. Where are we at on Southampton? Where are we at on Ralph? Where are we at on Southampton? They're very, very confusing.
We've been avoiding them like for 4 months, I feel like,
talking
about them.
They're so confusing. They're so Jekyll and Hyde. They're fucking all over the place all the time.
Well, you know, the big thing this year, I think, the story of their season was just Ings not being fit, right? Like, he's been in and out. And, yeah, you know, they've gotten little windows of him playing for a few weeks. But he's... they have no goals in this team. You know, I mean, mm-hmm, their auxiliary goals are Che Adams, who, you know, he's gotten a few, but he misses. Che's at seven, but he misses goal fucking chances for
Che
fun.
Che is not real.
He's not a goal. And then they have, like, Theo, who's a joke.
He was Redmond, actually really scores. Good when he first got there, but obviously he got hurt.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he was good for, you know, again, right, five games or whatever. But even when he's good, he's not scoring anymore. He has two goals this season. Two. Insane. Like, Redmond, he's
Minamino
scores
started,
two goals
what,
a year.
Two games. He scored one.
So, I mean, their goals are on. If it's not Che, who's not prolific, without Ings, it's just pens
but
or
the other
indirect
thing.
Set pieces.
With Southampton is that they've conceded the second most goals in the league.
Yeah,
which
their defense
I wouldn't have seen
fucking
coming.
Comical.
You know,
they need to buy a fucking goalkeeper more than any team in the league. They need a goalkeeper.
Totally
so
agree.
Fucking bad.
Fully agree. Also, I guess, you know, a bunch of their defenders missed time. Romeu out for the season.
Yeah. Vestergaard missed a big gap.
Yeah, and even fucking Walker Peters missed time. They didn't have a backup
back.
Like, so maybe that contributes a lot, but
Bertrand's
they're so
also
erratic. They can concede 3 to West Brom. They lost 3-0 to them 2 games ago, you know?
I mean, honestly, like, this team on paper, I think it's, to me, it's like Ralph that they even are safe.
Right.
Because the team is
it's
bad.
Really bad.
It's really,
very
really bad. It's a really, really imbalanced, bad, young, rogue-ass fucking players from weird leagues that are bought and brought in and, like, no one's really working out. Or
old
past
he should fucking
it.
Leave. What the hell is
like,
this?
Or they get, like, Theo Walcott and, you know, it's a mess. It's just a mess of a squad.
They used to
and
be
defense is
the
horrible.
Ultimate gem in transfer market
Lallana,
gem team. All the fucking
young English players, Shaw, Bertrand when he was younger and good, Toby,
Theo when he was young, Bale when he was young, Mane
so
from Red Bull.
Yeah,
like,
Mane.
They fucking got guys. And I feel like they haven't hit on a transfer, like
Adam
a
Wingard.
Young guy in so long.
Yeah.
VVD.
No,
like, they used
VVD,
to be
right? How could we forget?
Farmed by the big six teams, and now they're just not. It's like Leicester, like, stole their entire transfer committee or something, and now they're good at it.
It's funny, too, like, watching. Like, the promoted teams, like, have such a hard time to, like, stay up.
Yeah.
And, like, that gets... I feel like they should change the rule where if you get promoted, you're immune to relegation for that year. Because it's like they,
you just want up, more.
You they just, don't have a chance. Like they genuinely like don't really have a fighting chance
unless
either.
You have
like
a
promoted
world class manager, which
like
is like
Leeds.
1 in 100, or you have Wolves' money, which is also like 1 in 100,
or you win 1-0, or you win every 1-goal game all year, like Sheffield United. But like you get
and then
promoted,
you get fucking annihilated the next season because it balances out. Yeah.
But it's like you get promoted either usually by like, with lone players, and then you come up and your team's like, well, what do we do now? Or, you know, what? There's just all these things that suck. So it's, but like a team like, and I'm saying this, why? Because like Southampton, obviously Ralph does the Ralph things, but like, it's not hard. And same with like Burnley. Like, it's not hard to imagine this team doing very poorly like next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they're going to get relegated at all, because they're probably going to be 3 worse teams than them, and they have Ralph, who's a fucking genius manager.
Well, they have
manager,
Norwich, Watford, Palace, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Like,
Burnley.
These teams are going to be in the league.
Teams,
so
Southampton, I don't know. I'm feeling like next year, like fading them. I mean, I think we were both pretty off Southampton this year.
Yeah, I don't even know who
like,
I had from
good?
Southampton.
What's good? I mean, we both had Ings. I had KWP.
We obviously never had JWP.
About them. Like, I just don't see anything really to get excited about looking at them, projecting them out to next year.
If they bought
a
good keeper and say Vestergaard comes in at like 4-5, which he probably will, that's good. I like that. Like, I still rate him really high if they had a better keeper and some depth and like...
Maybe.
they have no depth in any of the defensive positions, and they have no depth at their two central midfield positions.
Imagine if JWP got hurt.
Yeah, they sell Hoiberg and are just like, yeah, it's cool, yeah. Romeo.
Yeah, no one.
Not going to buy anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're so weird. They're so weird.
Yeah, it's rough.
So, yeah, I still like targeting them. They can see so many goals.
Yeah, they're just not a good team right now.
Yeah.
They have nothing to play. Yeah, I mean, none of these.
Yeah. So that's the beach section.
I like Southampton, too. Like, I like...
Yeah.
I've usually enjoyed watching them each season,
generally
speaking.
They've been sort of a darling... for the last while, overperforming, good managers, good young players.
Good kits. Yep, even good before kit. They had the sash, I like the stripe. I like them. Mm-hmm. I like them, but I don't know. I'm very, very disappointed with them this year.
Yeah, they're trending downwards for sure.
Yeah, and like not fun to watch really either.
Yeah.
But Ings could be an interesting, I mean he's because he's still, when he plays, you know, he's just always in and around.
Yeah, he hasn't really...
This is the thing that was different than last year, right? When last year we were like, you get him when he's... The injury-prone players, like, that doesn't really exist. But, like, if you did that with Ings and you kept putting... You're spending 7 transfers on him this season if you want him when he's fit, because he got hurt every 4 games. And it's just... Yeah. It's a nightmare.
And half of them were secret injuries that we didn't know about. And he just missed 2 games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he still has 10 goals in 1,900 minutes. Still fucking good.
Yeah, like he's just good. And, you know, 6 more goals. That's good.
That's good return.
Maybe he'll be underpriced next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
7-5.
It's getting towards the part of the season where thinking about next year is becoming extremely fun. Because it's the most fun part of the season anyway.
Yeah. Because there's hope.
There's hope. Before it's,
Before game week 1 ends and you're like, oh yeah, I'm actually bad at this game.
Can't believe these 2 guys didn't start and none of my guys kept it clean. And yeah, here we go again.
How did Pep not start Foden?
Oh my God, if Foden, dude. Trap number 1 next season is 9 million Foden.
What's next?
We got some questions. We could just do some questions.
Yeah, let's check it out. Check us out.
So Ritzy D, he basically just wants some wild punts. He wants a lot of points. He said, I'm 90 points behind first in my mini league. Don't care about OR. Time for a -8 every week to punt on catching the top scorer. Any standout matchups you fancy for goals in the run-in or any sexy wild punts in general for the last few games? So I don't know. I figured we could just, if there's anyone on the tip of your tongue, that's like... looked particularly good. Maybe we could just shout him in this moment. But it's kind of hard.
Yeah. I think a big thing with this is like the week-to-weekness of it, you know, because I'm like players, when you're looking at total like differential punts, like we play Sheffield United. After we play City, we have Sheffield United, Villa, and we have a double with Southampton floating. Like, I don't know when that's going to be, but if it's in 35...
Oh, you're talking
35,
about Palace?
Palace, sorry. Yeah, sorry, I said we. But, like, if the Southampton fixture gets to 36, like, if you can buy, you know, some Palace people for...
Wealth.
Sheffield United, Villa, Southampton with a double, like, for that little window. Yeah, like, Eze, Wealth, you know, PVA or something. You could get, you know,
you could
5 or 6 points.
Yeah, you could absolutely spike. No. No, Wilf. I like Wilf. I don't know if I'd go Eze or PVA, but I do
Wilf
think Wilf
was really
could
bad
do
in
stuff.
The second half today, but yeah.
The whole
team
was, I mean.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Wilf is always a threat. So, I mean, I'm just going with the Palace homer there, but anything you want to throw in? We could be kind of ping-pong it.
I mean, I kind of agree with your assessment that it's more like... this week I want blah, 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 because they're playing, you know, one of the teams we outlined, you know, rather than like, because most of the guys who I'm like, they're really good for the run-in. It's like, Iheanacho, like we have him, like everyone has him. The guy who's
like
fucking
Liverpool.
Destroying you in your mini league, guess what?
He has
Iheanacho.
Yeah. Like Liverpool after the Man United game, you know, Southampton,
West Brom,
Burnley. So you want to probably have 3, even though they can't seem to score more than 1 goal a game. But, you know, you want to have a few of them. They don't have any other fixtures.
Yeah.
Everton too, you know, we know that they're going to have a double. I mean, I still like Dean a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they play pretty defensively. I actually wanted to talk to you about Everton because the more and more I watch Rich and DCL play together, the less and less I think it works, like, at all. I feel like it's an actual problem. What do you think? Do you think that they
I have a lot of remnants from early in the season when DCL scored every week and everything kind of just worked. And so I think that's like clouding my judgment of how bad they've been for months, because they have been really bad for months.
I mean, DCL scored three total goals and he's missed a couple games, but three total goals since game week 11.
Yeah.
From game week 12 to game week 33, he has three goals.
It's not that dissimilar to last season, like just the complete fall off and inability to score, which is definitely concerning.
That's the problem to me watching them.
To me, it's not a Richarlison thing, and it's more just the overall way the team's playing, the midfield, the lack of fullbacks. And, you know, up until last game, basically no fullbacks. They're starting four or five center backs every week and that kind of stuff. I think they can coexist. Yeah, I think they can coexist. They're kind of like a old school big and a small, like a big guy and a fast guy in that way.
Rich is big.
Yeah, but he's...
I mean, he's not a creator.
Like, no, but I'm saying, like, he could get behind. Like, DCL can control the ball and flick the ball on, and Rich can get behind. But it doesn't seem to work that way, ever.
I mean, DCL does not hold up and then turn. Like, he holds up and then passes to back, you know? Like, he's, like, the
pass before the pass. We've also covered that he can't really pass, which is also... Yeah,
that's the thing. But that's why they don't work as a two. Like, he can't flick on. He needs to... He's good at holding up to bring the midfield up, but then he needs to be the receiver of, like, the header or the last touch before the goal thing.
No, I feel like whenever I watch them,
like, they go into the same... Like, they want to be doing sort of the same things, and, like, Rich, like, is... He's been fucking my head so hard this year, Rich. Like, every game I watch him play, I'm just like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, every game. I don't know. I feel like he's just... Because I feel like that's really why the balance... The balance is so bad, because they're both playing, and it's not just DCL and then, like, another, like, creative player in midfield or something. Right. Like,
no, you might be onto something. Yeah, I mean... We have this, like, idea of Rich in our head of being, like, a left winger who cuts in, but he's really just a striker
who
can't really pass.
Yeah,
like,
he's
so
confusing.
They both can't hold up, really. They both can't really pass. They both just want to get in the box and shoot, which, that does seem to be a bit of a problem. Maybe you're onto something there. I just don't, like, why did it work for the first 3 months of the season? That's, I guess, my follow-up question. Because it was working. Like, they were fluid and good and hot. Maybe it was just James. Like,
Rich also only played three games, and then he got a red card. So
against
he didn't
Liverpool.
Play.
Yeah, against Liverpool. Yeah,
for a few of those games. But, yeah, I mean, there was the West Brom game. That was the 5-2. That was fucking insane.
That was against 10 men also. So
the Spurs game, which they should have scored way more than one. They destroyed them the first game of the season. And then they played a few bad teams, kind of. You know, I don't know. The more I've seen them throughout the season, it's just like, The two of them together just don't seem to do the things.
Yeah, I think James is a big part of it too, right? I mean, he started the first six games of the season. He started 10 out of the first 11 games of the season.
Yeah.
He hasn't had close to that long of a run since then, except for right now. He played
right
four.
Now he's got, like, four in a row.
That's huge for him. But because the way they worked early in the season was just everyone get the ball to James and he'll do all of the passing.
Yeah.
DCL and Rich can both make runs, can both try and score, can both do whatever the fuck they want, and James will find the best option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, too much was on his shoulders, and then once he was out, it just kind of, like, I don't know. But
well, they also did shift to playing just, like, ultra defensively when their midfield got hurt, and the squad.
They kind of had to.
There's a lot of reasons, but I'm just saying more than just the two of them. Like, I don't know. I'm struggling with that. And because I'm at the phase of thinking about next season, and I'm like trying to make in my head, like, what to make of this team. Like, what is Everton? Like, I just don't know.
Right.
Yeah. But I know I want James, and I haven't had him all year, so that's has to happen soon.
Yeah, I mean, really, no one. Yeah, I really think maybe just too much was on James, and once he was out of the picture, they don't have
There's no creative.
They have no other creative player in the team. Like Gomes is a fine passer, but he progresses ball from deep or from midfield. Yeah, he doesn't create.
And you mentioning him, I mean, the Arsenal game was on full display when he was pushed up and trying to progress the ball into the final third. He was fucking awful. Yeah. It looked like Bruno trying to do it. Like, it was just to the other team every single time.
And he's also Gomes. Like, he's also hurt all the time. Yeah, so, you know, it's not like they're, like, relying on that. Yeah. Siggy was never a number 10. That was just, like, a made-up thing at Swansea. He was always the goal scorer. Like, he's not, like, a creator. That's...
I wonder if fucking Delph, dude, has been out, like, all year. He showed up last game for 20 minutes, and he was not good. But I always have liked him. Like, I feel like Delph he could do a job. Has he been hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
I have no idea. Dude, he hasn't played, like, all year.
Yeah, because they haven't had, like, any midfielder. So if he wasn't hurt, he would have played, but... Well, I mean, Bernard, they just need a... they need another creative guy.
They need another, like, five players, unfortunately, for Everton, it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, they'll probably get it. They spend a lot of money, and Carlo's not going to be satisfied, you know, with... Yeah. If they want to keep Carlo, they'll have to spend more money, so...
Yeah.
That's a thing. Okay. Got two questions on Jota. Camille said, what do we do with Jota? And Jeff D said, I own Kai and Jota, which is the bigger problem. Are they both fine to hold? Which I love as the follow-up of, which is the bigger problem and are they both fine to hold?
Yeah, that's like when you're negative and a negative is a positive.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
I think Kai is a bigger problem because they have these Champions League games coming up. Yeah. And it's just like, who the fuck knows what they're going to play, who's playing, and if they give a shit. So, if I mean, in that vacuum is question, then that's where I would go with that one. But Jota.
He lost the magic touch.
Actually, like a drunk person on Saturday, the way he was playing was
mind-blowing. So bad.
It was mind-blowing. I would be actually stunned if he starts on Sunday.
I would just bench him. Yeah, I'm benching
him
this week.
If you're not interested in hitting and doing like in air quote fun things, then you probably bench him here because you know I expect the front three and then you know a midfield three at Old Trafford this weekend. But you know then again the last four games really good games. You know they look good. They are good and the team that I watched play Newcastle. If they put that performance in similarly against these four teams at the end of the season, you know, I expect 12 goals in those four games.
That's the thing.
So I think Jota, I'd rather hold and bench. And
I'm with you. And
what,
it's also
what do
like
think about Mane here though. Should I just fucking blindly hold until the end of the season?
Yeah, just fucking hold him. Who gives a shit? He's gonna. The thing is that one of the other takeaways that I got from Newcastle is that. Well, we talked about when Fab is not in midfield, we don't keep clean sheets. Like, so I think that Klopp recognized that and appropriately set up the team to score a lot of goals by starting all four of them, saying, okay, they're probably going to score. We need to score three to like comfortably win this game. And they created more than enough to score three. So, like, I feel like that's going to be the approach in the must-win games, you know, not United, the other must-win games. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. But it was fucking awful to watch. God.
It was really bad listening to the review.
I didn't fucking listen.
Neil's what they say? His main point was that they really need to not play games for 2 months, 3 months wearing a Liverpool shirt.
Yeah. Well, too
like,
bad.
That's what he's like. Yeah, exactly. But that's where he was like, that was his takeaway. He was like, this team needs to like stop going to work together.
Oh my God.
And they needed to not see each other for like a few months and then come back and try and regroup.
As much as it's
like,
going to be
that's
great
where it's gotten.
To have fans next season, most of the good players in the league are going to be so fucking wrecked from Euros.
Yeah.
And no break. It's just a disaster. Like, it's a disaster for football.
Gonna be great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to watch, but disaster. Okay. Last question was Tio Chucky said, double Leeds D for the run-in. Five very cleanable fixtures. Dallas and Struik could be good. Don't forget about Meslier too. I like the Meslier pick.
Yeah, I think everyone is getting very, very overboard about Leeds' defense because the last three fixtures, Man United, Liverpool, Man City, they played just differently than they played all season.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're about to play these fucking shit-ass teams, I think it's going to be back to being wide the fuck open.
Yeah.
Everyone going forward and all the things happening. So I have Dallas. I like the Dallas pick
because he pick.
Isn't a defender.
It's like
so
a different,
when that happens,
yeah, it's a different yeah. class.
I think you're absolutely fucking stone nuts to bring in a second Leeds defender.
But I still like Meslier. I mean, I shouted him last pod.
Yeah, goalie, whatever. I mean, he's 4'7".
He'll make tons
know.
Of saves. They'll probably get a clean or two in this stretch. That's good. You know, that's
goalkeeper.
A good floor.
I mean, if that's what you're needing to do, and then yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. That's it question-wise, unless there's something
really
else you want to talk
Rafinha,
about.
Dude. Leeds, too, we were talking about. They need Rafinha back so bad.
Yeah,
it's just astonishing how much worse they are.
Yeah,
I'm very not happy with Bamford.
No, he'll be fine, dude. Tough game. He'll be fine.
I know, but I just watching them without Rafinha is just like they don't have any good players. And without Rodrigo, they have no good players.
No, he'll be
they
all
right. They do not have one good attacker behind Bamford.
That's the magic of Bielsa.
But that hasn't happened all year.
It's gonna work.
All right.
Anything else you want to touch on, or should we just jump to our teams and shit?
I don't know. I feel like they're well. I mean, so we have midweek this week, right? We have Champions League, so we got
Champions
City,
League and
Chelsea,
Europa.
Arsenal, Man United. So yeah. A lot of big teams playing games. So
yeah. So we're gonna. I'm doing the Goodman ESL pod Thursday afternoon, and then we're doing Friday My Life Patreon pod Ththursday night, so that's a lot of action. Yeah.
West Ham were bad.
Oh, my God. I mean,
so maybe that was the beginning of the end we've been talking about.
But you know what's funny,
though,
is like on Live Afield, you can look at like the ownership stats and all that shit in your rank tier. And so
I'm
like top 10K,
I'm so
it's like,
glad I've never gone to that website.
Oh, it's
ever.
Just, it's fun to look at, I think, sometimes.
That's fun.
But it's just fun because this is why it's fun. Let me finish the statement. Because up in the top 10K and whatnot, like everyone captain normal people. Like everyone captain Mo, Iheanacho, like blah, blah, blah. In my rank tier, Bruno, by far most captain. Second, Lingard, by far. And I was just like, that's my fucking rank tier right there.
Those are my people. These are my people.
They're capping Lingard, home, Chelsea. Like, oh my God. Fuck off. Man. Yeah, Chelsea. It was a normal Tuchel Chelsea game, which like kind of we know kind of what that is at this point, which is just complete and utter dominance and control.
Timo though, dude.
Yeah.
He's insane.
It's gonna be hard to not get him in my team next season, I'm not gonna lie. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
It is actually the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Yes.
He's so good, and he's been so bad this year.
Yes, yes.
He just...
It's wild.
I mean, he scored... Even he could score the goal he scored. Like, even he didn't figure out a way to
they
fuck
said,
it up this
whoever
year.
Whoever that guy was on the coach home said it perfectly. Like, everyone blames, like, confidence and, like, form, blah, blah, blah. Like, that was a reaction shot. Like, he didn't have time to think about that shot. That was...
Well, no, that was a tap-in.
But I'm saying, like, a reaction in terms of, like, he didn't have time to, like, set himself and shoot. Like, the ball bounced to his feet,
and
he kicked the
ball.
And he just fucked it. You know, like, it was, like, a technique issue. It wasn't fucking confidence, you know? It was just, like, I don't know.
What are they going to fucking price this guy at next year?
Unpriceable. Eight? Unpriceable.
Unpriceable.
He's just, like...
Eight?
Anywhere between 8 and 10 is, like, fine.
10? There's no way he was 9-5.
He has 6
dude.
Goals, 6 assists. We were just talking about Pereira. If you take away Pereira's pens, it's 5 goals, 5 assists. It's the fucking same as Timo. Like, what?
Oh my God, Timo.
And are we going to get him in Euros? I want him.
No, dude.
I feel like he's just going to tear it up.
He's not in form. Not in form. I think Germany
can't
are
argue
not.
With that.
Germany are not. I think they're a fade.
They've
Germany's
been on the
fade.
Downturn a lot. Yeah.
You got fucking butt crack sniffer. Last hurrah. Don't trust them.
I mean, you can't
trust them at all. We'll get there. We have plenty of. We have actual full. Our longest pods are going to be the Euro pods.
Well, it's just so fun to talk
I'm
about.
So excited.
There's so many new things.
Excited.
Yeah,
I can't wait for it, dude.
It's a whole
fucking
new
almost
world.
May, finally, it's almost May.
Our third eye opens, and we're able to just look at this whole new exciting.
Just like
thing.
Who gets recovered balls? Give me all the center backs.
Oh my god!
Every day that we go to sleep is, and then wake up is one day closer to Euros.
When does it actually start?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea.
I also fucking love that it's still branded Euro 2020. Yeah, they just won't change it. they won't pay the graphic designer another $50 to just change the zeros to ones.
No. We did. We got it through.
I told
you,
no fucking redos. No backsies.
It's June 11th.
June 11th.
The location is Europe.
Love that.
Love that.
Great location for the Euro. So, game week 38 is May 23rd. Okay. So, it's two and a half weeks, and then Euros.
That's all you need.
Unreal.
Dude, do you think Frank de Boer needs more time than like five training
the
sessions to get them within a shape?
The worst manager in Premier League history. It's so good. I'm so excited.
I can't fucking wait.
All right, let's go to our teams and wrap all this right. shit up.
You start today, please.
Well, I kind of previewed. I don't even know where to spend my transfer. I honestly don't know where to spend my transfer.
As of now,
my bench is Pereira first on the bench, Jota second on the bench. As we said, I don't expect him to start.
Yeah.
And Pereira has a good fixture. And the rest of my starting lineup is great. I mean, probably one of my Chelsea guys won't start. I just expect that every week now. But that just means I'm getting Pereira, home Wolves, and that's not bad. But everywhere else is just really good. I mean, even someone like Lingard, we were just talking about how bad West Ham, where he's at
good
Burnley,
fixtures,
fucking
yeah.
great. Like, I'm not taking him out for that.
I mean, I think it's got to be a Chelsea player is where I would look there, right? I mean, you
transfer
got Mendy,
one out,
Rediger,
you think?
Christensen, yeah. I mean, they have a good fixture, but you know, you don't know who's playing, and you know that. I think that he's going to play Rudiger, Tilv, and Assfuck in Champions League. So I feel like, Bodgers is more safe for the Fulham game. So, I mean, I would look honestly at Rudiger transferring him out and trying to next level it there.
Dude,
because
I mean, he's started every game except two. And both of them started the last two also. That's hard. That's a hard sell for me.
Because they also have City and Leicester and Arsenal. Like, they don't have like good fixtures, so it's not like you
really want
to have them anyway.
That is true. Or
Mendy, dude. Even just doing Mendy because you know, Kepa could play any game.
That's
and
true.
If you're happy with your bench and you, I mean, honestly, you have no other players in your team that are in any other competitions. You don't have any Arsenal players, you don't have any Man United players, and you don't have any City players. You know, maybe you
I'm writing this down as you're talking. Probably one of my Chelsea guys. Yeah, I think you're actually spot on there. And I think, honestly, because I have the bench depth, Mendy is a bigger problem than the center backs. Because if he doesn't play, who the fuck knows, with
you
Forster
no
and
points.
The second worst defense in the league, that's just like a potential zero. Versus the others, it's like, whatever, I get a sub.
Yeah, maybe you get your boy Meslier. You fucking love him.
Ooh.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's go. Okay.
You could do that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Well, you could also like get Dallas.
Diamond Dallas Page is really good. Actually, I can't afford him. No, I can't afford him. I have nothing in the bank.
Can't afford him. Well, you can if you use both your transfers.
I could double move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I think that the rest of your team outside of the Chelsea players, but well, actually, we didn't talk about Spurs and the fucking shambolic mess that they are. Well, what are we making of Spurs playing Sheffield United this week?
The amount that I care about their data point against a Man City who's actually trying
doesn't matter.
So insignificant to me. Well, like, I just couldn't care less.
All right.
That's really where I'm at. I mean,
okay. So you think they'll just show up and just win because they're playing Sheffield United?
I think
Kane
is a great pick. I think Son's a solid pick for at least for Sheffield, Leeds, probably Wolves too.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on Captain Kane as of now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you looking at captain wise?
Dude, I mean, who's going to even be on my team? Like,
yeah, Liam's question was, who's the best differential cap shot for the week? So obviously not Kane to answer that question.
Well, I think
Vardy is still a differential cap. Coon. But you can't legally cap him. That sucks.
I'm answering the question.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, it sucks that you can't follow your shout. Coon. Interesting. Because he probably won't play.
There's no fucking way he's going to play. I mean, I agree. Jesus, maybe it's both of them. But if Coon's been theoretically training, and if he's on the bench midweek and plays 0 seconds, which we all expect, and continues to train, I would be very surprised if he doesn't start against us.
It's actually a great shout.
Yeah, it's a great shout.
Yeah, it's a great shout.
I mean, I'm going to be bringing him in.
But you can't cap him, so you're just bringing him in.
Yeah. I'll vice cap him, and I'll captain.
Is that allowed?
I'll captain Kepa.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, is that allowed? You're fucking cheating the system over here. Who's another differential cap?
There are so many captain options this week, honestly, dude.
Are there?
Yeah, I mean, Leicester, Southampton, you could do...
Yeah, Vardy, Ori, and Acho are great shouts.
Yeah, City play Palace. I mean, if you want to just go for someone and try and swerve. Yeah. I mean, it's... We have actually a lot of games of, Pep teams in later stage of group or later stage of Champions League right now to kind of anticipate who's going to play. Like, it's going to be Kev, Bill, like Foden. You know, he's not going to play Jesus. He's not playing a striker, so... I mean, Raz not playing. So, knowing that, and just looking at that Palace game, you could calculate, Mahrez is going to play Champions League.
Right.
You could calculate. You could, right. You could do some calibrations there and roll the dice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Chelsea home, Fulham, I wouldn't cap
anyone. I don't
think
Lingard's nuts. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah,
and it's the last game of the weekend, so
which
you
is really
X hope for multiple days, yeah, which is rare.
Big hope.
You love to see. I mean, you tell me that they're not going to get behind that Burnley line a few times this
they
game and score a few.
Will.
I'd be surprised. They I think that that's going to be a very, very easy game for West Ham to win. Yeah. So I like
and
that.
And then Arsenal have Newcastle, but I don't think there's anyone there, unfortunately.
No, yeah, that's the main issue.
That's
there.
The bait. So yeah, we just named a lot of caps. So I'm on Kane as of now. Right. Vice on Vardy. I'll fuck around maybe with Kuhn or
Kane's
something.
Kane's definitely going to be like. Yes. So many people.
Everyone's
going to
be on Kane. The only reason that might not be the case is because so many people sold him.
Okay.
But I just assume everyone's going to get him back in and cap him. But who knows what people do.
People do crazy shit.
Yeah, people are unpredictable. Yeah. That's why I don't like them.
So what should I do? Who should I kill? Who should I fuck? Tell me what to do.
Well, PVA has City, so that's bad.
Yeah,
but you just put Son in.
Yeah, PVA is on the bench.
PVA is on the bench.
Mm. I definitely want to get rid of Greenwood.
Why?
It's fuck him, dude. Okay. He didn't score with every shot this weekend. I don't want him anymore. Definitely getting rid of him. He's gone.
So how much money for a midfielder?
10-1. But I want to get Kuhn in.
Oh, right. I forgot. Okay, so, well, you're obviously getting rid of Bamford, I guess, because you're not happy with him, even though I don't like that.
No, I want to trust you with Bamford. I'm not committed to that.
So you're getting rid of Keenan?
That feels bad.
Yeah. It's like either Iheanacho, no. Keenan is like your favorite player.
Are there any 4.0 million midfielders?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Added late.
4.0?
Maybe someone got added late. No, 4-1's cheapest. Ollie Burke, lone man at 4-1.
Oh, close. Okay. I mean, I obviously don't care. I'll just take 4 hits. It doesn't matter. But I mean, I don't want to get rid of Keenan, but I obviously don't give a shit about getting rid of Keenan. He doesn't fucking play on my team.
Fair.
So, I could do Kunin, Greenwood. I'm also, very unhappy with Son.
You want to banish him? It's funny that he lasted... You're minus 24. Like, blanking Son. Just, totally fine keeping him blind.
I know. I don't know, dude. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
He was crying on the pitch of the cup final.
Yeah, he deserved to. Deserved to be crying, the fucking bitch. I don't know, dude. This is a joke.
This is stupid
to
talk about. You can just have your fun and tinker, coon, and figure it out. Yeah, you need to just make the money work, but you'll figure out a way.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I have a feeling Greenwood, Mane, Keenan are not going to be in your team.
Mane's tough because you know that low key, Mane is like a really big reason about why my season failed. Because remember when I like shifted like game week 3 or something to get him and Mo, and he proceeded to be absolute dog shit for like 2-3 months.
Well, for the whole season, basically.
Yeah, well, then it ensued for the whole season. But I thought that was going to be like my big diff.
Yep.
Because I was like, wow, my team looks so sexy right now with all the things. And it was just...
He got you like 2 assists and 8 game wings or some shit.
Yeah, it was really rough.
Yeah,
but I still watch him though. And I'm just like, oh my God, I love him. I love him, dude. I just do. I don't know. I always have loved him.
He's an incredible player. He always has been.
I just love him.
Yeah. It's so sad to watch him just like have a nightmare over and over again, recurring nightmare. Like,
yeah, no, it might be Bamford. We'll be honest here.
Yeah,
I mean, hit Bamford in for Man United and then hit him straight out is very good for me.
No comment. People don't come here for advice, baby. We got no Patreon signups this week. Oh, what a coincidence. Oh, no. Interesting.
Is this the beginning of the end?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. People might fade. FMLPL is the new trend. It's the new fetch.
Yeah. It's a new subreddit.
What did we say at the end of last pod that I liked? I said any last word. Oh, you said like, see you tomorrow. It's pretty good. Hey, I was like, what? Tomorrow. And you're like, I don't know.
See you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow. Check us out at FMLPL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLPL. Sports at the internet.com/FMLPL. Subscribe in the future.